Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Though few things are as satisfying to me as a good night's sleep, it's becoming harder to achieve as I age.
No kidding, Norbert. When I get insomnia, I think I've forgotten how to sleep. Getting enough Z's is so important, all creatures need it, from insects to reptiles to mammals. When humans lack sleep, they're at risk for obesity, high blood pressure, changes in cognitive function, and behavior.
The process of sleep is a cycle, with four stages followed by REM sleep. As we sleep, our heart rate and core body temperature drop, and electrical activity in our brain changes.
In stage one, we drift in and out of wakefulness. In stages two and three, we move into deeper sleep, and stage four is deep sleep, making it harder for a person to wake up.
The final phase is REM sleep for rapid eye movement. This is 90 minutes into sleep when our heart rate and breath quicken and the eyes move irregularly because we're in the dream mode.
We should achieve full cycles of these stages several times a night. Even a few days without them alters our metabolism. There's evidence the action of genes in fat tissue changes, which may explain the link of sleep deprivation and obesity. Plus, our appetite goes up, which is my downfall.
We still don't fully understand the impact of chronic sleep debt on health. In experiments on sleep-deprived rats, their bone formation is reduced, and the length of the small intestine, as well as cholesterol levels, both increased.
Here's to less insomnia, Norbert.
No kidding. I need to use good sleep hygiene, like not exercising before bed, no screen time, and get to bed at the same time nightly.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.